You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of people in Australia experience mental illness at some time in their lives, and among them is Kylie Norris.
It's real. It's not made up. Everybody suffers differently. We've all been brought up differently. And it's all about communicating and trying to understand the individual needs of someone who's suffering mental health.
The last 22 years, Kylie Norris has experienced a number of mental health conditions.
When you're going through panic or anxiety, you feel very much alone. You feel that you're not in touch with reality. You feel like even though you try to express yourself, no one really understands. So it's quite an isolating, debilitating thing to suffer.
The 2021 census was the first to collect data on diagnosed long-term mental health problems. More than 2.2 million people said they have a mental health condition. That's more than those who reported having arthritis or asthma. One in five people in Australia on census night between the ages of 16 and 34 also reported high or very high levels of psychological distress. That's more than twice as many people who said the same in the 65 to 85 age group. And more women than men said they have high or very high levels of psychological distress. Lara Hunt from Lifeline Australia says these numbers still don't tell the whole story.
The question asked, has a doctor or a nurse informed you that you have one of the following conditions? And mental health was one of those criterion. And what we know is that there's differences in population at a population level in terms of accessing mental health care. So really, this data is likely an underestimate of the actual of what we're actually seeing on the ground.
The census data was collected in the middle of last year when most of the country was stuck at home in lockdown. Global health researcher Jane Fisher from Monash University says the findings are showing similar results to other studies on the mental health toll of the pandemic on Australians.
In my opinion, it has made a significant contribution because we know from other research that mental health problems in the community at large were increased during the pandemic in general, but especially when the restrictions were at their most severe.
Kylie Norris was one of the people who experienced increased mental distress as a result of the pandemic.
Knowing that there was this, you know, really big virus around, I became very hypervigilant in who I was around, where I went, lock myself in the room, just too afraid to leave the house.
Lifeline's Lara Hunt says the data is very concerning.
What these findings highlight that there's a real need for services on the ground that are available when and where people need support.
Kylie Norris knows it well.
You're going through such a hard time and then you're spending so much time trying to find the right help that you need. I can understand why some people would just, you know, put their hands in the air and give up.
Advocates hope this census data helps to get increased support for those who need it. Massilia Eiley, SBS News.